www.blogtalkradio.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. Toll-free number tonight for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If we get a chance, we'll tell you about Unix here in a moment, not the operating system, the other kind. 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're going to go right back to your phone calls, though. And still to come, the news about Gary Johnson and Green Party candidate Jill Stein. So the Libertarian and Green parties, there's a lawsuit in play about the debates. We'll tell you about that. But first, let's go to Pat, calling from Norfolk, where, Pat, you claim you're listening to WNIS, but I don't know if that's true because they don't carry our show on weeknights.
7:90 a.m. Talk show.
That's amazing to me because I tuned into their stream during one of the breaks. I heard Michael Savage. So I'm not sure what you're listening to, but I doubt it's Free Talk Live. But here you are on our phones. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, it's in Norfolk. I thought it was 7:90, they said.
That's our station on Saturday nights. It's true. Maybe you're hearing our broadcast from Saturday night somehow through the magic of radio waves, somehow bouncing for two or three days and then coming back to your receiver. Or maybe you're living in a time warp. I don't know, but here you are. Go ahead, sir.
Time tunnel, maybe.
You're on the air.
Anyway, I'd like to talk about that lady from Michigan that talked about her husband being blind and all the kids that were...
six kids, many of them disabled, blindness, autism. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, back home, I was born and raised on the West Coast, in, just south of Seattle, Washington, and went to high school and junior high with this guy named Brian, and he was completely blind. He walked with a cane. You know, he lived like two blocks from the school. He lived like four blocks from the boys club and like maybe six blocks to the mall. And he walked to the mall, walked to the boys club. I mean.
Did he have a cane?
Yes.
Yeah, he had no problems getting around or doing anything.
Well, you've got to appreciate the spirit for living that a lot of disabled people have. I mean, they even though they've had one of their senses taken from them, they really go out there and give life their best.
His dad was a pilot, so he had the opportunity to go up flying all the time, and he really liked it. You know,
what do you suppose flying's like for blind people?
I guess you can hear the wind rushing by.
Your ears pop, I know that.
Ears be popping like popcorn, but, you know, I mean, probably get some feeling, you know.
Pat, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I mean, it definitely feels different, right? Like if you're on an elevator or an airplane, you're going to feel the
little different
difference. And I imagine it'll feel more different to you if you can't see, because you know they say that your other senses make up the difference for the lost sense. So you know, for instance, your hearing will become more acute if you can't see. And so who knows what that's like?
That reminds me of a story I heard on NPR this weekend about cats being defenestrated when your defenestration is going through a window. And
that's right. Thank you for reminding me, because I was like, wait a minute, I've heard that before.
So cats are very well able to survive falls from great distances, but there's a certain distance they can, and the distance is almost limitless. Cats have fallen out of 37-story windows.
Wow.
Hit the ground and walked away from it. But there's a level in between, I think, floor, like five floors up and nine floors up, where they're much more susceptible to death. But then above that, their likelihood of surviving, any distance above that, they're likely to survive. And it's because they reach terminal velocity at some point, and then the sensation of the acceleration stops. They stop accelerating. They become less panicked. They relax. They hit the ground and they suffer less injuries. But when they're constantly accelerating and they're confused, And they get up to that top speed, and then they hit, they're more likely to die.
Wow. I did not know that about cats.
I think it's very interesting.
Now, it's a myth that they always land on their feet, right?
No.
That's not a myth?
No, it's not a myth.
It's true that they always
according to the story I read, cats can twist like that in a microsecond, sort of. In just a blink of an eye, they can twist around.
Yeah, I'd say that it wouldn't be a myth at all.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I wonder if there have been studies done where they have dropped cats off of the building in order to determine
this. I sincerely hope not.
And in what country
really
have
hope
these
not.
Studies been done? So we can continue here with you and your calls. Mark is on the line listening to, I believe, to WVTS in West Virginia. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how we doing tonight, guys?
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'm a huge business buff, and I was going to see if maybe I'm missing a piece of the story here, but I've been reading articles today that, you know, analysts says that, you know, that Apple has, I guess, either missed the mark or, you know, the projections for the iPhone 5 wasn't as great, and I've read some stuff that's a little bit bigger than the iPhone 4S. You can't get the phone anywhere in our markets or where my sister lives in North Carolina. So I don't understand if there's such a huge demand, but yet there's so little supply. I don't know how they would know to not meet their projections. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'd say that they, you know, one of the rule in the business world is, you know, always keep them wanting more. And so,
sure.
You know, rolling it out in select markets, there's nothing unusual about doing that. You know, I mean, they've got it out for Christmas. Hopefully, by Christmas time, everybody that wants an iPhone 5 and willing to pay the ridiculous amount to get one will have one, right?
right. But I just, the allocations, you know, come talking to other people, you know, that I'm trying to get the phone for, I guess, for, you know, for Christmas for myself because I got my wife one. I don't understand, you know, how can you not allocate so much? Is it to rise the demand, to make it that more of a lure? Because I see other regional carriers getting it, you know, in our area. They're getting it this upcoming Friday, but yet the big guys aren't getting another shipment until next week. So I just thought it was so interesting that they're, you know, I guess making a bigger spectacle out of it than where it really needs to be.
Yeah, it's nothing unusual. I mean, this happens every time Apple releases some, you know, new exciting product. There's people wanting it. Why don't I have it here? Why don't I, you know, why hasn't it appeared in my market? I mean, it's not a surprise. I can't say I'm certainly no expert in this area, but I would suspect that the folks that Apple are.
Thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else on your mind, Mark?
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know you all. I get you all in the last hour. Savage comes on before you all, so.
Yeah, I'm sorry about
you guys that.
Thanks
well,
for the call, man.
You guys. Yeah, no, appreciate you all. Thanks.
Hey, feel free to call Dave, the program director there at WVTS, and let him know what you think about the show. 855-453. By the way, WVTS there in Charleston, West Virginia, one of our longest running affiliates.
I'd
one of the
true.
Longest. And a long time running us all. I think they take 6 nights of the show. They take Saturdays all 3 hours live, and then the third hour of the show throughout the week. And at some point, Savage, I predict he will leave the industry either on his own volition
or in an ambulance.
Or yeah. Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's inevitable, right? I mean, you have picked the oldest, one of the oldest talk show hosts.
And angriest.
And, well, like,
old plus anger, probably not good for a long life.
I would think not, but, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, there are probably lots of old angry people.
There
smoking is not good for an old life. That much we're clear on, but Savage is 70, I believe.
And still, George Burns smoked his whole life, and he made it to, what, 100?
I don't know if he inhaled.
True, but I mean, he was a cigar smoker, and that could give
most
you cancer
cigar
too,
smokers,
right?
Yeah, it's the danger of smoking cigars is nothing like smoking cigarettes.
Okay, but you could still get mouth cancer, right?
Right. Right. The chance of getting mouth cancer much lower than the chance of getting lung cancer. I'm not suggesting that you go. The kids, you shouldn't go out and smoke. Big waste of money, but
yeah, for sure.
Just saying.
All right, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jeremy is in Rhode Island listening via the TuneIn app. Had a bunch of callers from TuneIn tonight. Hey, Jeremy.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I finally got a seatbelt ticket today.
Oh, man. Now, is it a primary fence in Rhode Island wherein they can pull you over for not wearing a seatbelt?
It is. That was about a year ago.
Oh, boy.
So it always goes there from secondary to primary.
I would like to hear your story. If you can, stick with us. We'll bring you back here in a moment. More with Jeremy in Rhode Island, and your calls are certainly welcome. 855-450-3733. That was tough for me when I went down to Florida to visit Florida, was having to keep remembering to put my seatbelt on.
You should always wear your seatbelt.
I generally don't around Keene if I'm going, you know, 30 miles an hour and yeah. I see what the big deal is. We're coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
I believe that developing humility is one of the most important things in our life because it affects everything we do and say. We can purposely think things that will help us behave in a manner that is pleasing to God. Take time to think like this. I'm not superior to anyone else. All of my abilities are gifts from God, and not anything that I have is apart from Him. We are all equal in God's eyes, and I choose to treat every person I meet with the utmost respect. When I speak to people, I do so with the utmost humility and display meekness and gentleness at all times. The law of kindness is in my tongue. If you think like that, it's going to change your life. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit joycemeyer.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rocks, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks network near you and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com and you can get interactive with various different features. You can sign up for our news updates. We've got emailed updates, kind of the classic way to get information about the show. We'll give you the news about Free Talk Live via email. But if you want more than the news, if you want some questions during the show, you want observations, maybe an occasional bit of show prep being posted, interactions with listeners, we can do that on Twitter and Facebook, and you can access both of those through news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. And it is Twitter Tuesday. On Tuesdays, we are doing a little promotion on Twitter wherein if you are a Twitterer and you tweet at Free Talk Live, the at symbol, and then Free Talk Live all run together as one word, we will see it. That's what happens when you do at something on Twitter. The at person then sees you doing whatever it is. You were saying whatever it is you said. So say something about Free Talk Live. You don't even have to. You just tweet at Free Talk Live. We'll friend you for that, or we'll follow you for that as well. But it's nice if you say something, because then your other friends will see something about Free Talk Live, and maybe they'll be likely to click through and see what we're all about. And that's kind of the idea behind Twitter Tuesday, is to get people talking about Free Talk Live on their Twitter or on your Twitter, and therefore, hopefully, their friends and family will see us and try us out. So you can tweet at Free Talk Live, and we will follow you back for the remainder of Tuesday. So throughout, basically until I go to bed tonight, I'll be doing that. So in the meantime, between now and the next call, I want to tell you about blockchain.info. It is an online Bitcoin wallet. Now, if you haven't yet gotten any Bitcoins, take some time to learn about blockchain.info before you jump in, because they can allow you to have your wallet, and it's basically like an online backup service for your wallet. Like, you can access it and use blockchain.info, but you can also use your own Bitcoin client with that wallet, as I understand it. And blockchain.info also has phone apps, so Androids, you can have your own blockchain app. And if you have a jailbroken iPhone, you can also have the blockchain.info app, which is very handy. It allows you to have access to your Bitcoins right there on your phone, which means if you need to make a purchase with Bitcoins and you're out and about, you don't have to pull up a laptop or have to, you know, go to some sort of desktop computer to access your Bitcoins. Anyway, they do it, and it's all done for free. You can also send Bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends or anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. All of it over at blockchain.info. 855-450-FREE. Jeremy's on the line in Rhode Island. Jeremy, you were just telling us that you were pulled over today for not wearing a seatbelt. It was your first time. Apparently, they changed the laws there in Rhode Island to make it a primary offense, meaning that if an officer sees you and claims you are not wearing a seatbelt, that is probable cause enough for him to pull you over.
Certainly is. I drove past the cop. He was on the same side of the road as I was. He had a car pulled over. He must have just finished up with him, because after I went by, he flew up behind me with his lights on. It was in the town that I live in, so I expected, you know, possibly a break, because it's only a town of about 10,000 people. And, you know, the money doesn't go to the town, and you get these tickets.
It goes to the state?
Yes.
Okay.
And
it depends
matching
on the state. You never know.
Well, and then they get matching federal money, too.
Oh, really? So for every let me see if I'm clear on this. You're saying that for every seatbelt ticket these guys write and get someone to pay, the federal government cuts them an equivalent check?
That was what he said, and I guess for this week there's some sort of national seatbelt awareness or something like that.
So only this week do they get the matching funds? So it's like a push, basically? See how many seatbelt tickets they can give out in a week?
That's what I'm going to end look into it that much.
Interesting.
I decided to share with him once I got the ticket. I figured that, well, at that point, it's already done. So I asked him if he was proud of what he did for a living.
Nice.
Are you proud of what you do? I mean, you live off your neighbors, and you extort money from them, and, you know, is this an honorable profession? I said, when a carpenter goes to work, they build houses. When a nurse goes to work, they heal the sick. I said, when you went to work today, I said, what will you have done in your 8 hours? What have you produced for society other than living off your neighbors with money that was taken at the threat of violence?
Please tell me you recorded this.
He looked at me. My best friend was on the line, but next ones I want to be recording. I had to check to see what the laws were for Rhode Island.
Okay.
And we're covered by that First Circuit Court of Appeals.
Cool. So he looked at you and said what?
he just looked at me, well, if you have a problem with it, you can talk to my supervisor.
Huh.
So, well, it's not a problem with you. I said, I'm just asking you personally, do you feel proud of what you do? Well, we have to get the federal funds.
Wow.
I said, okay, well, I said, no, you don't, because New Hampshire gets their highway funding. It's not tied to seatbelt tickets.
Well, there actually is some federal funds out there that New Hampshire could take advantage of. It's about $3 million, or less than three, I think, that they could take advantage of if they required adults in New Hampshire to wear seatbelts. And
clearly, it's true that they don't have to.
But the roads are paved in New Hampshire.
Yes.
But he's kind of looked at me in silence for a little bit with it, and gave me the ticket and went on his way, but I fully let him know the way I felt about
it. Good for you.
That's fantastic, Jeremy.
So what I'm interested in is setting up a dash cam, because he said, well, I have to wear my seatbelt in my car. I'm not above the law, and I wanted to touch on that so bad, but there were a lot of other points I wanted to cover before I got.
Did you ask him how many police officers?
After a while.
How many police officers has he written tickets to for not wearing seatbelts?
Yeah, that would have been a good question for him.
Yeah,
this is great. What you said to him is fantastic, and people can get this sort of calm feedback, because obviously cops are used to people shouting at them. They're used to people being very rude and in your face. But if you can ask, really thoughtful questions, that will result. And it sounds like it resulted in him, some gears turning as he was really thinking about things that no one else had had brought him to think throughout that previous day.
Yeah, as long as you're articulate. And,
I don't think he's had someone do that to him before.
I can't imagine he has.
But what I was interested in doing is, I know you guys talked about the Freedom Cam. What I'd like to get is the dash cam that faces forward that records.
The Freedom Cam faces both forward and back.
Okay, because what I'm interested in is, the other night I was driving through this town, and I saw I was behind the cop, and I was the only one of the motorists that kind of kept up with him. He was going between 50 and 55 in the 35-mile-an-hour zone. So if cops aren't above the law, I want to get this on tape and go right to the police chief of police and go, I'd like this officer disciplined.
Okay, we'll do that.
Yeah, the Freedom Cam would absolutely allow you to do that, because it would display both the front of the car, and it would give your speed and direction,
true.
GPS. So it would
you could verify that guy was speeding with the Freedom Cam, for sure.
You'd be tracking him. Chances are good he'll turn around and give you a ticket, but yeah.
Well, I mean, odds are good they're going to just tell you, yeah, sure, we'll discipline him, and then that'll be the end of it. I mean, there's nothing they're going to do, but it'll be an educational experience for you, Jeremy. That's for sure. And there is certainly the possibility they'll find out who you are and then target you for further enforcement. But that's one of the risks you take being an activist. And hopefully you'll come on up to New Hampshire and you can have some backup.
I'm just looking
up
not here to be an activist, but not to be a victim. That's all.
I heard what you're saying. Anytime you stick your head above the water, though, there's a good chance they're going to bite it off. Good luck. Let us know what happens. And I thank you for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. Or shoot you, like they did that guy in Missouri. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. During his 2 terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. He vetoed wasteful spending 750 times, cut taxes 14 times. He left the people of his state with hundreds of miles of new highways. new schools and bridges, improved state services, a balanced budget, and a $1 billion surplus. He's fiscally conservative and socially cool. His name is Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made, AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Rocking out, isn't it?
Yep, there it goes. And so if you've gotten your blockchain.info account, you still have to have some bitcoins to put in it. So what do you do then?
Well, bitcoins are a currency. And in order to get a currency, you generally have to exchange another currency for it. The currency exchange medium of choice is bitinstant.com.
It's my choice, at least.
Yeah, I mean, there's not too many bigger places and better than, you know, get better service than bitinstant.com. The rates are low and you get great service. So it's bitinstant.com. They've got all kinds of great service. And for those of you who are familiar that generally they did business in the United States, Russia, and what was the
Brazil.
Other? Brazil.
Over 700,000 locations.
750,000 locations.
To that many locations, deposit cash, and it turns into bitcoins. Like now, CVS, Walmart, those places.
I believe it's now 1 million locations in about 30 countries.
What? Really?
Yep.
That's exciting. So, is the list over at bitinstant.com?
That's right.
I'm excited.
Go to bitinstant.com, and there's a list. I got little flags in case you can't read, and you happen to know the flag of your country. If you don't read and you don't know the flag of your country, you're just in trouble and probably don't have enough money to trade for bitcoins. Anyway, so bitinstant.com.
All right, so where does one find this information on bitinstant.com?
See the United States flag?
Yes. Okay, there we go.
Click on it.
And Canada's in there, because we were wondering about Canada previously and when Canada would become available. And it is now, which is exciting, because a lot of our listeners are in Canada. We've got a fair amount of them in Russia. And, of course, Russia's been on board from early on with BitInstant. And
Australia.
The UK also on board now.
Yep. Australia, sure.
Australia, yeah. So most English-speaking countries are there. Estonia, that's exciting. BitInstant just keeps getting better. And it's, as you said, low rates.
Lots of people in foreign countries listen to Free Talk Live because it's free and there's a lot of content and they can learn how to speak the language. And both of you and I, of course, are masters of the English language.
Yeah, and it's the greatest radio show in the world.
Well, gosh, I appreciate that, Johnny Ray. I don't know if it's true, but there's no way to prove it, right? So I'll take it. Thanks. 855-450-FREE, because there's a lot of radio shows in the world.
I got a question about bitcoins. What's the easiest way to turn bitcoins into dollars? Do you know?
I've heard. Is BitInstant doing that, Mark?
I believe that they will do that for you. I believe that they'll do that for you. I mostly know them as the way to get bitcoins from dollars, but I believe that they'll change bitcoins.
I know they were planning on that. I don't know if they'd actually accomplish that at this point. So I can't say for sure on that. That's a good question, though. I don't have an answer for it for you. I don't see that, Mark, on their site. It does not appear obvious that that is the service they perform at this time.
Looks like you might be able to do that. I mean, you might be able to exchange from.
You can send. Well, maybe you're right. No.
I think you might be able to.
I don't know. Well, can you check with them? Maybe find out about that? Because that seems like an obvious question.
Yeah.
It seems like an obvious question that we should be able to answer, and we aren't, and that's embarrassing. Thanks, Johnny Ray, for that.
I'm almost certain.
Throw us under the bus.
What do you want from me?
855-450-FREE. Well, we need to know for sure. 1-855-450-3733. Let's go to Chris. He's listening in West Virginia to WBTS. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
Okay, you guys were discussing officers and people of the law. And I was just on the front page of our local paper with Charleston, West Virginia. There was a man who was sentenced to 8 years for brandishing a weapon. And, you know, kind of makes sense when you hear it like that. But when you read into it, there was a case of suspected voter fraud. And the people who enforced that policy were coming to this man's house, and they had an investigator and a special agent for the FBI come to this man's personal property. And while they were on his property, he came outside and confronted them, a 62-year-old man. And when they first had the conversation in the article in the paper, it said that it started to escalate pretty quickly, because when the people told them that they wanted to ask him questions about this situation, he kind of was standoffish about it, and he had a handgun on him. And he exposed his handgun and pulled it out, and in the courts they found out, or the FBI agent and the investigator said that he was holding it below their waist, pointing it at below their waist, and was telling them to get off his property. And they went on to through the conversation, in the court, they said that they never explained to him who they were. They never showed him a badge. But once he got them off of his property, they came back and arrested him. And they have sentenced him to 7 years, which is a federal minimum sentence for assault on an FBI agent. Mm-hmm. So there, you know, in my eyes, there was no assault. There was possibly a threat. And they said that, and this is through the court, that the weapon that he had was not loaded, and he never threatened them, threatened to kill them. He only said that,
get off my property.
Yes, get off my property. And my question would be, what do you feel would be the proper way as a individual to confront someone that is on your property, and given the scenario that they haven't explained who they were? I mean, do you think that he had a right to to brandish his weapon. And
I think he had a right. I think that one has a right to stand outside one's house armed. If one doesn't have a place, a holster to hold a handgun in, one can hold a handgun in one's hand. I think you start getting into problems when that handgun gets pointed in the general direction of people. But I don't recommend this behavior. I think that generally, if somebody's on your property asking you questions and you don't want them to be there, the best thing to do is to turn around and go inside, and then they'll look kind of silly standing outside by themselves,
yeah,
and they'll go away. That's the most effective thing to do. And, this is just another example as to why that is. I think it's unjust to sentence someone for threatening an FBI agent if that person did not know that that was an FBI agent. And I think it is further unjust to make a distinction between an FBI agent and any other law enforcement officer and any individual. If it's wrong to threaten an individual, it's wrong to threaten an FBI agent, and it doesn't really matter. I mean, the FBI agent is actually employed to stand between the slings and arrows of the evildoers and you and I, so I would think that it should be, in fact, if anything, less of a evil thing to do to threaten a law enforcement officer instead of an individual. But I really don't. I won't stand on that. I think it's just wrong to threaten an individual if it's wrong to threaten an individual.
Okay, well, I mean, in West Virginia, we are under the Castle Doctrine, so
yep.
I am not under any force of our law to turn my back on anyone.
Yep.
And I feel that on my property, they should be the one to back up.
I totally agree. But, in reality, the government guys are a different class of men, and they get treated different than the average person. Even here in New Hampshire, the Ward Byrd case might be one worth looking into. Ward Byrd, I believe, was not dealing with government agents when he brandished a weapon. And please correct me if I'm wrong about this. But
I don't believe it was a government agent.
No. He was just dealing with some hunters or some trespassers or people that he didn't want on his land.
Some lady.
He told them to get lost, and they came and arrested him later, and he ended up getting convicted. So it's, in theory, yeah, you should be able to tell people to get off your property. In reality, it just doesn't work very well because they tend to come and arrest you for it. So I like Mark's suggestion. Just go back inside and don't talk to them, especially if it's the cops. Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. Appreciate it. More coming up. You can take control at 855-453.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods, tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It is 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we give to you on the site. If you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. On that page, you'll find different things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. There's everything there, from web graphics you can use on your website to high-res graphics you can use to, I don't know, make your own T-shirts or whatever you want to do with them. And also simple stuff like you can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and get a bumper sticker sent right back to you. Yeah, flyers you can print out and more. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You know what, Johnny Ray, we've been talking. I've been selling the Unix story all night, and we are in the final segment of the program. So I wanted to make sure we had a chance to get that out there. It's not every day you talk about Unix.
You can't get the listeners all excited about Unix and then not deliver.
Right, absolutely. And what could be more exciting than Unix? Of course, I'm not talking about the operating system, which is, you know, exciting, I'm sure, for some people. But we're talking about the other kind of Unix.
The castrati.
The man who has been castrated.
From abcnews.go.com, Unix may hold key to longevity, by Dr. Julie Lin Wong, ABC News Medical Unit. Call it making the best of a potentially bad situation. Unix, castrated men, live nearly 20 years longer than other men, a new study has found.
Wow.
The study of over 80 eunuchs from the Chosun dynasty, which ruled in Korea from 1392 to 1897.
Looked Man, at these people must have kept some records, huh?
Yeah.
Looked at the world's only known record of eunuchs' lives and compared them to genealogical records of other men of similar social rank. The researchers cross-checked their results with other royal records. They found that the average lifespan of a Korean eunuch was about 70 years, 14 to 19 years higher than non-castrated men of similar social standing.
Wow.
Three of the 81 eunuchs lived to be over 100 years old. I thought this was interesting. The researchers calculated that the rate of centenarians, that's, of course, someone who's over 100 years old, the researchers calculated that the rate of centenarians among this group of eunuchs was at least 130 times higher than the current rate in developed countries.
So even with all of the medical technology that we have, that back in the 1300s, there were men living much longer because they'd been castrated.
There were men living much longer who were castrated.
True. Yeah, you're right. You can't necessarily draw a connection from one thing to the other, but this certainly suggests very strongly that it was a factor.
Well, it makes me ask one question, not that I'm going to run out and do this. I guess to some extent I've done this already. I mean, you know what? I don't know.
You have a vasectomy.
Behind a vasectomy, but.
But your reproductive organs haven't been removed.
Yeah, I don't know how all that stuff works. Maybe.
Well, the vasectomy is you're tying the tubes off and, your testicles are still making, sperm. So one could.
And hormones.
Yeah, hormones is what it seems to be about. But was this, were they castrated before or after puberty? Because I know that the castrati, which you mentioned in Italy, were specifically castrated prior to puberty in order to retain their high-pitched voices. The boys have supposedly better voices than, I guess the boys have the best voices. So they were attempting to preserve these voices by castrating prior to puberty, which is an incredible decision to make for an individual.
I read, when I was at the beach once, when I was a lot younger, I read a fantastic novel, I remember it being fantastic, by Anne Rice, about some young...
The castrati.
Castrato.
Yeah.
Was there more to say?
Not about the novel, but there's a little more to say about the story, yeah. Our study supports the idea that male sex hormones decrease the lifespan of men, wrote Kyung Jin Min, associate professor in the Department of Biological Sciences at Inha University.
Which is interesting because women live longer too, right? So they don't have the same level of male hormone that men do, and they live longer.
That's right.
Yeah.
And she is the lady who made the statement is the lead author of the study published today. This story is from the 24th of this month, published today in the journal Current Biology. The study does not prove that castration directly increases human longevity, said S.J. Olshansky.
No, it doesn't prove it.
A professor of public health at the University of Illinois in Chicago who studies longevity, but was not
Kids
involved with the
don't
study.
Don't try this at home.
It may not have anything to do with being eunuchs, he said, adding that the study did not adjust for lifestyle factors like diet, exercise, and stress.
Yeah.
How could it?
It couldn't. It took into account the social standing. So I suppose that does have something to do with lifestyle factors.
Yeah, a factor of what they're eating.
Previous studies have shown that castration, which removes the source of male sex hormones, increases lifespan in animals.
Wow.
But studies in humans haven't been conclusive.
It's probably difficult to find subjects.
Well, yeah, you can't find subjects. Where are you going to find subjects for
There's
this?
There's probably some eunuchs out there somewhere.
Specifically prepubescent subjects. Do you think that anybody's...
Wait, no. That wasn't specified here.
No.
So far, that has not been specified.
Which is one of my questions is, at what point... Let's say it is true that people who are don't have testes, that they live longer. At what point at which do you have to cut them off in order to gain that benefit?
Are you thinking about it?
Is it sooner? No. Is it sooner rather than later?
Well, actually, this next paragraph... It seems to address that very question.
Okay, great.
One past study found that castrati singers did not live significantly longer than non-castrated singers. Another study has shown that castration increased longevity by 14 years in mentally disabled, institutionalized men. That increase in lifespan is similar to the findings in the Korean eunuch study. So, I mean, it seems to me that the mentally disabled institutionalized men are likely to have been castrated when they were older.
Yeah.
And the castrati, of course, would have been castrated when they were younger.
Right. Fascinating.
Women reach the age of 110 10 times more often than men.
Today?
Yeah, but, I mean, you're talking about a pretty rare occurrence anyway. I don't know that...
But it's true. Women live longer than men. I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah.
It's a proven fact all across the world. Well, this is fascinating. I mean, I have to say, it's fascinating. The suggestion
men work in more dangerous positions too, which will drive down their their top end age, average age to live to. So I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's that big of a factor, but now we're totally speculating. I mean, the facts are what they are, right?
It seems like women genetically live longer than men.
Yeah. And maybe
which I think is sexist and should be stopped.
Well, cut your testicles off.
Well, that's not going to stop women from living longer than men.
If everybody did it.
Maybe it would.
Fascinating. Thank you, Johnny Ray, for sharing that tonight.
You're welcome.
I can't say that we've ever really... I don't know. We've probably talked about eunuchs briefly in the past, but never to that extent.
I think Mark has called you a eunuch before.
Has he?
Yeah, because of...
Why would you do that, Mark? What's that all about?
I don't know. I mean, I say all kinds of things here to him.
He did a very good natured thing.
Thousands of hours of radio with you in the past. I have no idea what I've said.
But I think it was because, you've had a vasectomy. And so do I understand that you too, Mark, have had a vasectomy?
I have, yeah. It's just
did you get yours at like 36 or something like that?
Seems like it was a little later than that, but it was shortly
after Jack.
I think it was probably, Laura was pregnant with Jack,
mm-hmm.
would be my guess. If not, it was shortly after his birth. And
I got mine at 23.
I haven't regretted it for a moment.
Me neither.
So if that was the reason that you called him a eunuch, it must have been good-natured because you would have been applying that to yourself.
Gotcha.
It certainly empowers a male to, not that it's really been a big issue for me, but, if I was a single male, it would empower me in the area of, childbirth. I would be able to choose, specifically if you put some sperm in a sperm bank and then could, withdraw after your deposit, you'd be able to do that. But even so, you can choose to adopt on your own. It gives a male, it's really the only form of male birth control.
By the way, the story that we were going to talk about right at the beginning of the show, we ended up getting sidetracked into a lengthy discussion about the morality or immorality of voting, was about Gary Johnson and Jill Stein, the Libertarian and Green Party candidates. There's a lawsuit that's been filed by Gary Johnson. I don't know if Jill Stein is involved in the suit, but she stands to benefit from it if it's successful. They filed a suit against the Commission on Presidential Debates, the CPD. This is the organization formed by the Republicans and Democrats after the 1992 presidential election when Ross Perot made huge waves by being allowed into the debates. They said, whoa, we got to put a stop to this. And they came up with a set of rules that basically put a stop to any chance that any third-party candidate would ever have of getting into the debates. And essentially, the gist of this lawsuit is that it's an antitrust lawsuit. So the CPD's been sued before, but never on this basis. So are they going to have their debates overturned? Will the debates be forced to allow third-party candidates into it? Or if the suit is successful, will they just stop the debates and just not have them at all to avoid having third-party candidates in? It's an interesting suit. It's an interesting approach. We'll let you know more as we learn it. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe.
So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.